hear diligently my speech, and let this be your consolation. Suffer me that I may speak, and after I have spoken, mock on. As for me is my complaint to man, and if it were so, why should not my spirit be troubled? Mark me and be astonished, and lay your hand upon your mouth. Even when I remember I am afraid, and trembling take hold on my flesh. The wicked live, becoming old, yea, are mighty in power. Their seed is established in their side with them, and their offspring before their eyes. Their houses are safe from fear, neither is the rod of God upon them. Generous, but faileth not. Their cows calveth and casteth not her calf. They send forth their little ones like a flock, and their children dance. They take the timbrel and harp, and rejoice at the sound of the organ. And go down to the grave. Therefore they say unto God, depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. What is the Almighty that we should serve? To him. Lo, their good is not in their hand. The counsel of the wicked is far from me. How oft is the candle of the wicked put out, and how oft does their destruction upon them. God distributeth sorrows in his anger. Stubble before the wind, and as chaff that the storm carrieth away. God layeth up his iniquity for his children. He rewardeth him, and he shall know it. His eyes shall see his destruction, and he shall not drink of the wrath of the Almighty. For what pleasure hath he in his house after him, when the number of his mouths is cut off in the midst? Shall any teach God that are high? One dieth in his full strength, being wholly at ease and quiet. His breasts are voice of his soul. And never eateth with pleasure. They shall lie down alike in the dust, and the worm shall cover them. Devices which he wrongfully imagined against me. For ye say, where is the house of the prince? And where are the dwellings of the places of the wicked? Have ye not asked them that go by the way? And do ye not know? That the wicked is reserved to the day of destruction. They shall be brought forth to the day of wrath. Who shall declare his way to his face? And who shall repay him that he hath done? Shall be brought to the grave, and shall remain in the tomb. The clods of the valley shall be sweet unto him, and every man shall draw after him, and there are innumerable before him. Then how then comfort ye me? Amen.